on that Gimel Min Aleph. Man Tana Lahad Tana Rabbanan. Who is the author of this bright? Baya She'in Boy Arba Amos Al Arba Amos Potem In Mezuzah. A house that doesn't have a 4x4 Amos is Potem In Mezuzah. Just like Rabbi say, this shear is going to be a little Lamaisa Dik. It's going to be Mamish be a little Halach Lamaisa. And it's going to be Shayach because you guys are going to all face these Shailas when in Mirtz Hashem you get married and you're going to have these Mezuzah Shailas. So what is 4x4 Amos, Rabbi say? How much is 4 Amos? Around between 7 and 8 feet. Machlek is the Chaim Noah, the Rabbeisha, and the Chazanish, exactly what the shear of the Tefach is. But we're going to go with basically around 7 feet. The Chazanish would be closer to 8 feet, but we're going to go with the shear of 7 feet. So 7 feet by 7 feet. That's what a shear of a room that's Chayim and Mezuzah has to be. That's a Gemara. If it's Aimbo Ba'arba Amazar Mezuzah, Potem Mezuzah, Minamake. Not only that, but what if you have a small area that's 10 Tefachim high that's dangerous? That needs a wall. That needs a fence. Has to be a shear of dalad al dalad. Potter from Makkah. I had these shilohs come up. I had a shiloh a few weeks ago. A person had me come to the house. Check if he was chayav in Makkah. These shilohs come up. Who has to put up the Makkah? If the Makkah is a mitzvah, Rabbi Yisai?
The fire.
What?
The Balabai.
What? The Balabai has to do it? Does a Jew have to do it, Rabbi Yisai? Most of the time when you put up a makkah, Rabbi Yisai, I don't know if you got you, I don't know if you've ever seen me build, but it's not such a successful construction. I'm not the biggest builder. So usually when I put up a makkah, or when I would have a Gentile come over, a worker man, and do it. But if it's a mitzvah essay, how could I do that, Rabbi Yisai? It's a mitzvah essay of makkah, how could I have a goy do it on my behalf? So let's say he's doing it as a favor for me. And I'm not paying for it. No, the mitzvah over here is makkah. The mitzvah by sukkah is to sit in the sukkah. What? Oh, interesting. So what if it's just a fence and it's done? So everybody says, Zok the machna Ephraim. Don't forget about this machna Ephraim. Zok the halig machna Ephraim. The mitzvah of makkah is not the asiyas of makkah. The mitzvah of makkah is to make sure that your house is protected. And as long as b'toytzah, I took care of the fact that the fence is there, even if I snap my fingers and the fence is there, that's the key of the mitzvah. The point is, I need to make sure that there's no damaging areas in my house. And it's a mitzvah, listen to this lashon, shebit toitzah. It's a mitzvah in the result. It's not a mitzvah in the maisa mitzvah. Shaking lulav, putting on tefillin, that's the maisa mitzvah. Doing a bris milah in this week's, that's the maisa mitzvah. But what? Eating matzah, that's the maisa achilah. But the mitzvah of makkah is the result that now it's protected and there's no problem of people dying from your household. So that's okay to even have a goy do that for you. And if you learn Parshas Metzora, one of the categories of Metzora is Saras Fatim. Doesn't apply if it's what? It's not a house that doesn't have at least 7 feet. Right? They know nechlet bebate arechayma, and it's not considered a house that has the special rules and regulations that apply to bater arechoma, that it's not able to, that it's redeemed, that it's not able to be redeemed after a certain amount of time. Rashi says, they know nechlet, elapoidei aloilam, you have the ability to redeem it if it's sold forever, v'yoytze b'yoyvel, and it goes out in yoyvel. So don't worry about it. It's not considered a bias of Bata Arichoma, that if you don't get it in the first opportunity and you're not paid it, you're not going to be able to paid it afterwards. Vein chozrin olav me'orche al-mochama. What's that halacha, Rabbi Yisai?
You can't claim it after
what?
The war.
Claim it after the war? No.
You
what?
If you didn't go to the war,
you can't
get
it sent.
The Kayin announces before the mochama, kol misha bona bayis v'leichincho. A person built a house and he wasn't able to consecrate it and live in that house. So then he is chayzer from the mochama. So what's the definition of a house? A house is 7 feet by 7 feet. Vein ma'arvin boy. Rabbi Yisai, this is also halach l'maaser, Rabbi Yisai. We're going to learn a little halach l'maaser about Erevs. Vein ma'arvin boy, vein m'shtatvin boy. I don't understand. My rabbi told me that the Erev is a little string that goes on the top of two poles that goes around my community. What does that have to do with a house of 4x4? What does that have to do with having 7 feet in the house, Rabbi Yisai? What does that mean? What?
What does that mean?
It's like when
I don't. Just correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't the Eruv a string? Is the Eruv a string, Rabbi Osai?
Yeah, no.
Is the Eruv a string? What? What is a string, Rabbi Osai? What's the halakhic terminology for the string? It's not a simon. It's a tzuras ha-pesa. Thank you, Leib. The string is not Eruvin. It's a misnomer. The Eruv is not the string. The string allows us to make an Eruv. What do I mean by that? You can't have an Eruv unless you make a private domain, a Rishus HaYachid, on Shabbos. How do you make a Shabbos Rishus HaYachid if Asher Lippi, you live on your side of the town and I live on my side of the town? What connects the two of us? You know what connects the two of us? We make a mechanism called a Tzuras HaPesach around our community, and we create it to be one Rishus HaYachid. And make sure there's no Rishus HaRabim running through that Eruv. Make sure about that. I don't know if you can make sure about that. Rabbi Yisai, so that's what allows us now to make an Eruv. Then, your Eruv, you could have a string from today until the morning. You can have a string that's as straight as possible, and a string that's not flying in the wind and that's sturdy. But Hillel, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos just because of that string. What do you need on top of that string, Rabbi Yisai? Said Shlomo HaMelech, in addition to the Tzuras HaPesach going around the community, we can't just have a Rishus HaYachid, because I can't carry from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid. My house and your house, within that one greater, larger Rishus HaYachid, is not mutter, because, very nice, so you're all in one chatzir. And a chatzir back in the day had what? An alleyway, which had what? Which had what? The alleyway had many batim in it. And there was a little yard that everyone used to play, you know, and their tricycles in the yard. But Lamaisa, I can't carry from my Rishus HaYachid, and you can't carry from your Rishus HaYachid to my house. What do we need to do that? Rabbi Yisai, what do we need? We need an Erev Chatzeres. We need to now become one in our Rishus HaYachid. We need to be as if we are all inhabiting one house. How do we do that? We're not sleeping in the same room. We're not sleeping in the same house. We get what? We get a box of matzahs. A box of matzahs, which shows that we're all having sudas pass from the same place. And we're all residents of the same area. And we're not makbid. And if you would be bothered by the fact that someone's eating this matzah, then guess what? Your Erev is possible. So Rabbi Yisai, next time you have a machlekes in your community, your immediate response is, you don't like that person? Guess what? Your Erev is down for Shabbos. Not because of any strings, and not because of any storms, but because fundamentally every Erev is okay, is that fact that we can live together, and the fact that we can share, the fact that we can be connected. And now if I want to connect more chatzeros, meaning I have batim, I'm sorry I can't make a picture of this, Rabbi Yisai, I don't have a marker. I have batim around the chatzer, around the grassy area that we have in that one little miniature community. But then we have what? We have a mavoi, which connects more and more chatzeres, right? You have different batim that are open to what? Open to chatzer, right? They're all open to here, right? And then you have a mavoi. This opens up to here, and this is the Rishus HaRabim, right? And chatzeres over here that are open to the mavoi. And chatzeres over here that are open to the mavoi. This is a chatzer, and this is a chatzer, and we go into a mavoi. So how do we know we can carry in the mavoi, Rabbi Yisai? How do we do that? How do we do that?
Ooh.
How do we do that, Rabbi Yisai? How do we get a way that we can carry in the mavoi? We just made an air of chatzeres. We have a box of matzahs over here, and that helps for everyone in this chatzer. But how do we connect this chatzer, Rabbi Yisai? How do we do this, Rabbi Yisai? We're just being Messiah, Hilt Meseches Erevin, which I'm about to be Messiah for my father's Yartzah, Rabbi Yisai. We're going to make a quick Chazara of Meseches Erevin right now. How do we do that, Rabbi Yisai? How do we do that, Rabbi Yisai? How do we do that? Libby, help me out here. No, we just did Erev Chatzeres over here. How do we do this?
Shetufei
Mavois. Same idea. You connect all the Chatzeres into one Mavoi. And now we're considered even a greater Rishus HaYachid. We're all considered one domain. All the chatzeres collected and put a box of matzahs into what? Into the mavoi. Rabbi Yisai says the Gemara, if you want to put that box of matzahs in one of the chatzeres, in one of the batim of the chatzeres, guess what? It's got to be a what? It's got to be dalet al dalet. It's got to be at least 7 feet. If it's a tiny house, hatzlacha, first of all, moving in there. And second of all, you're not going to be able to be the one that has the box of matzahs, because it's not a bais. Ve'imishtatvimbo, and you can't do shetupe muvos, which is the second thing we talked about. Ve'ein me'nichumbo erev, and you can't leave the erev in that house. That's not going to represent a collective entity and a collective community in that chatzir for all the bat. Ve'ein osin oso ibur bein shtei ayaros. Another halacha. Rabbi said, these halachas are so relevant. You think this isn't relevant? By sight, there is a halacha called in Parshas Beshalach called Isser Tchumen. What does that mean? Another parak in the Sefer Zayir. This is great. No. What's the Isser Tchumen? What you're saying is right as a derivative of what I'm saying. But what's the Isser Tchumen? Now you're talking. I am not allowed to walk 2,000 Amis, more than 2,000 Amis in Shabbos. Okay, but is that true? How large is 2,000 Amis? A meal? We're going to be mafra like this, everybody's saying half of you can't walk to shul on Shabbos. And what happened? So where did you get the city from? He just said, I can't walk 2,000 Amis in Shabbos.
Who
said anything? I said, what does that do with the Shisi Yafet?
I said,
Chum is 2,000 Amis.
You might carry.
What? It has nothing to do with carrying. I am naked. I can't walk 2,000 miles. Nothing to do with carrying. Your pockets are empty. Take it. Walk. Come on. Take it. Click. Flick it off. And get rid of it. Get rid of the whole thing. The boy said, why can't I walk 2,000 miles? I'm not allowed to walk 2,000 miles irrespective of carrying. I hate to break it to you. I'm sorry that all this is going as a shock to you. But Chazal said that that's only in a situation where there's no civilization. In an Eruv, in a walled city, in an area that's civilized, then you're allowed to continue walking. However, if let's say I'm walking, and I hit the 2,000 Amis bar, and this area was more like, what do you say? Any of you guys go up to the bungalow? Very, very shy. There's not always civilization there. A lot of open yards. I'm not joking. You walk outside of an Erev or a Tzuras of Pesach or outside of a civilized area, you can very easily walk 2,000 Amis. It's not a long walk. What?
Shabbos walk.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, I went to Masorah too. Great. Rabbi Isai, seriously, the child. Gemara Megillah says Yichud applies outside. Rabbi Isai, we don't need halachas. Yichud has nothing to do with the house. Yichud has to do with an area that people aren't going to be around. Unless Rabbi Yashiv would have told us that if you can see on the highway every 10 minutes a person passing you by, it would have been awesome to get in a car with a girl. Or Shechter holds you're not allowed to take a date with a girl in the car. Many posts can disagree. That's what Moshe's psak. Moshe holds it's also. Well, Yashiv is mekel that if you could see a car every 10 minutes, it's still considered a public area. But of course, outside of a house in a yard, you have the Gemara talks about in a Besak forest. Gemara talks about in a Sada that there was Yichud. So everybody says, I'm walking 2,000 Amos. Good. So if you walk at 2,000 Amos, you're done. You got to stay there the rest of Shabbos. Sorry. You got Dalet Amos now that Chazal gave you, but you're done. So now, what allows me to continue going and to gain more than 2,000 Amis? A borgenin. If you have a bias, a house, either within the 2,000 Amis or at the end of the 2,000 Amis, to now continue it and to continue and to continue it, to make it overlap, that could also help for 2,000 Amis. So what's the Gemara talking about over here? Ve'enos and oson ibur ben shtei ayaros. So Rashi says, Distan Mesechas Erevin, Noisin Karf Flashtei Arayers, Imyesh Bein Zulazu Shivim Av Mishirayim, Mesu Shivim Av Mishirayim, Ose Karf Flashteim, Liois Achas Shtei Ayaros Hamuvdolos, Zumi Zu Kufmem Aleph Ishlish, Yesh Beemza Bias, Nimza Oso Bias, Betoch Shivim Ama, Vidalit Vachim Lishteim. Nasa Oso Bias Ki Ibra Lehen Ki Isha Obra, a house in the middle of two cities, can now connect the two cities, and become like a pregnant woman, like an ear that's meuberes. Shekresa boletes umitztarefes liyoshtein ka'achas lalon ba'achas mehem shiyoshtein lo kedalet amos. You have two cities over here.
and you have a house in the middle. If these two cities were more were too far away from each other, so they can't connect for the following situation. At the end of this city, Rabbi Isai, like Nathan said, I'm allowed to walk 2,000 amas from the end of my city or from the end of my area, right? But let's say I'm in this city. So since Rashi says there's a house in the middle, there's a bias in the middle that is ma'aber, that acts as a bridge between the two cities, and these are within 70 amas of each other, so now that can act as a bridge. Now this guy just gained a lot more leverage. He has the ability to count his 2,000 amas from where? From the border of here. Because this just acted as a bridge. Says the Gemara, it's only an ibor. It's only a bridge, a isha mu'uberes. It can only impregnate both cities and combine them if the house is what? 4x4 amas. If it has a din of a bias. Yeah.
So what do we say about like the GW bridge? Do we say that?
Most poskim hold that a person should not go over the bridge on Shabbos unless it's pikuach nefesh, and there's a reason why they have to. But stam is like to walk over the bridge. Many poskim hold that would be into the chutz of chum. There are some that are makel about it. It's a little complicated, but I'd say I think you should assume that you should not walk over the bridge, and that's a good example of tchumen. Like what Rabbi Yosef is saying, there's no civilization over there. There's no. That would be an example of yotzei chutz of chum. That is probably one of the more classic examples of where people run into the Tchumen issue about walking over the bridge. I really want to get to the sugya. Yeah, what?
Isn't there also Tchumen in the city, like issues of leaving the actual city?
Not if you're within civilization and you have constant civilization without breaks.
Do we go by like the physical house? I mean, you own property, and once it is on checks, is that the end of property considered, like, or is it the physical house? Because like, a lot of days in town.
You're saying, let's say you have a big yard outside. Yeah. You have a big yard outside. So what ends the border?
Yeah.
What ends the border? I mean, it really depends. Is there a mechitza there? Does it create it to be a rishis hayachid there? So then that could be considered part of the house. Yeah. Weiter, guys. Hachen v'ashutvin cholkenbo, and also in terms of Yerusha and dividing a house that is up for chalukah in terms of yarshim, so that only applies to what? To a house that has the dimensions of dalet al dalet amos. So the Gemara says, who is the author of this whole sugya that said that it's crucial to have dalet al dalet amos? The Gemara is talking about this in Masechet Sukkah, Rabbi Yisai, because it seems to challenge everything we've been talking about the whole year. The Gemara says, lema rebbi hi v'loy rabbonan. Who's rabbonan and who's rebbi? Rebbe holds that what? That a sukkah is what? Dalet al dalet amos. That makes sense with this whole brisa. But us who hold that a sukkah is chayiv, if it's what? Not dalet al dalet amos, but what, Rabbi Yisai? Roishay v'rubu shulchano zayin al zayin tfachim. So obviously we don't hold of all these halachas that we just said, and I just wasted all your time. All the halachas of mezuzah, all the halachas of bayis for eruv, for shitufu mavos, it doesn't apply. Zok the Gemara, no. Afilu teimer rabbanan adkan lekom rabbanan hasam el inyan suka de diras arayhi. Avle gabe bayis de diras kemo he afilu rabbanan mode the is be dalad al dalad ames dairi be inche be loy dairi be inche. Says the Gemara, no. Sukkah is the exception to the rule. Why? Because sukkah is diras aray. So therefore, we're allowing for the bayis to have smaller dimensions to have zayin al zayin tfach. But every other bayis, which is talking about a bayis shel keva, even the Rabbanan subscribe to Rebbe's opinion, and all of these halachas would be accurate, that you're not chayiv in a mezuzah halacha lemaisa, unless what? Unless what? You have dalet al dalet amos. Now, is that fully true, Rabbi said? What happens in the following scenario? I have a room like this. You will have this in your houses. 3x17. Is that dalet al dalet amos? Eisenstadt, what do you say?
No. I mean it.
Who's the machloikis, Rabbi Say? Who's the machloikis between? Shulchan Aruch. Who's the machloikis? Do you know who the Rishonim are? Good. Machloikis, the Rambam, and the Rosh. Machloikis, the Rambam, and the Rosh, al pashtus, of whether or not when we say dalet al dalet amos,
for mezuzah halacha lemaisa, does it have to be dalet al dama amis squared? It has to be 4 amis by 4 amis. So if you have a longer room, it's going to be potter from mezuzah, according to many rishonim. Or no, what? Or no, you need 16 square amis. You need the area, and that's enough. Even if it's longer, that would be chayav. A shayla lahalacha. Heard of this before. This is something that sounds very familiar to me. Where's this come up? Machlekes where? Who? Tosfos and Rashi where? By what? By Gimel. By Kutnios. What's the situation of Zion al Zion? Let's say I have 49 squared tefachim, but I don't have Zion on each side.
Sure.
Machloikis the Magen Avraham and the Bach. Machloikis the Magen Avraham and the Bach, which sounds like this is very machloikis, the Rambam and the Rosh, when it comes to mezuzah. Lemaisa, most of the poskim paskim, with the exception of the Taz Rabbi side, most of the poskim follow the following halacha. Since it's a machloikis, the Rambam and the Rosh, so therefore you should put the mezuzah on that room, but not make a bracha. Since it's a suffix brachas, if a person does not have 7 by 7 amis, then, which very shy for everybody to say, in a lot of rooms, you're not necessarily going to have it. In closets, you might have a walk-in closet that is going to be very long, but it's not going to be in both directions. So therefore, that would be chayev halacha l'maisa, but without a bracha. Why? Because we're chayshish that dalet al dalet amis might still be the area within it, even though it's not on both sides, exactly mimicking the discussion we had within the girsa of machlekes Rashi and Tosis on Daf Gimel and Aleph. It's all the same sugyas or b'sai. It's just taking on a different form. I want to skip a little bit, everybody say. I want to go down. The Gemara discusses the halachas of bias of the Erev Chatzeres that we just discussed. And then the Gemara says as follows. Ve'ein oisin the Zion of the Rambam. Ve'ein oisin oisin ibur ben shtei ayar. I'm sorry that I'm skipping, Rabbi Yisai. The reason why I'm going down is because we spoke about it. And also we're pressed for time and I want to start a brand new sugya on Monday. So I want to cover ground. We have a brand new Lamdish Sugya, Karmuksas is the bottom of Gimel Mabiz. So I want to finish the Sugya, but I do not want to skip it. Why? Because you'll see in a second how halach l'maisa this is. And if this house is not dalet al dalet, then it cannot count as a what? As an Iber to connect and to bridge and to impregnate both of these cities to now make that your Gvul will start from there, Ganar. You got it? Good? It's got to be dalet al dalet. It's got to be bias. It's got to be a bias. Says the Gemara, "Vafilu kiburgnin loy mashvile," and it's not even like a burgnin. What's a burgnin? A hut, a non-established structure that people stay in. That what Rabbi Yisai that could extend the city. My taima, why can't if it's less than 4? Why can't it be, what? Even if it's less than 4, let it be a borgnet, let it be like a hut. Why can't it be like a borgnet? And we should now not need a bias sheyesh bo dalet al dalet to be ma'aber. If by borgnet you're going to allow me to walk more than 24 amis, 2,000 amis, because there is some sort of structure to now allow the bridge for osin ibor bein shtei ayaros, for making a bridge between two cities, that should also be allowed to be a borgnet. Says the Gemara, what? What's the Gemara's answer, Rabbi Yisai? Borgnin, what? Chazil Mosayu. And this is Lo Chazil Mosayu. What does that mean? Borgnin, which is what? How does Rashi explain Borgnin, Rabbi Yisai? You can sleep there in a little tent. Srif Shoisin Menarav Vekanina, a temporary structure, what? For it to be less than Dalid, it's still. What? It's still doing what its purpose is. It's Chazi L'Mosayu. No one that has a tent has a massive tent. No one has a small little structure that they camp out with that what? That is going to be massive. So even if it's missing Dalet al Dalet, what? It's going to allow you in this tent to continue the 2,000 Amis. Even though water of Isai. Even though it's lacking what? 4 by 4, that's the Pashas of the Gemara, right?
It's the Pashas of the Gemara. Does anyone disagree with that, Rabbi Yisrael? Anyone see the Ritva? The Ritva quoted a Yesh Aymerim that said, even though it's Arai, even though it's Arai, it still counts if it has 4x4. A little bit of a difficult read in the Gemara. We'll get back to that Ritva. What? No, but it, physically the structure is very temporary. So that's the chiddush of it. Since it's chazi l'milsayim and it has 4x4, the Ritva says, in accordance with the Yesh Omrim, that it acts. But the pashtus of the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, is that what? The Gemara is saying a big chiddush. As long as something is chazi l'milsayim, it serves its purpose, then it could what? Then it could activate the halachas that we're talking about, and it can even act as a structure to continue the 2,000 amis, even though it's missing what?
Dalet
al dal. Comes along the Halig Rashash. And the Rashash says something fascinating, which is quoted in the Pischi Tshuvah, in the Hilchos Mezuzah, Peshem Nechamudei Daniel. A chiddush that if you would tell someone this, they think that you're crazy. Rabbi Sayyid Gemara says that a mezuzah needs a room of Dalet al Dalet. And your smart closets that don't have Dalet al Dalet, that are not 7 feet, then guess what? You just saved money, Ethan. You don't have to put any mezuzah on there. Zok the Rashash, that's not what the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Gimel Amud Beis says. If its whole function, its entire purpose, its chazi l'milsayu is what? Is even if it's small, it serves its purpose. It's a small walk-in closet, and that's what it is. Its function as a dira is functioning as something that's smaller than dalet al dalet, and that's the way it's supposed to be, says the Chamudei Daniel and the Rashash. Guess what? The Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Gimel Amud Beis was just mechayev you in a mezuzah. And therefore, with a bracha, I didn't paskin like that yet because we didn't finish the sugya, but according to the Chamud and Daniel, and according to the Rashash, you're chayav in the mezuzah, in all those places. Not only that, this says the Chamud and Daniel, that will apply not only to walk-in closets, to areas that serve and function normally, even though they don't have dalet al dalet amis, but let's say you have an entranceway. The Gemara Menachos tells us that a beis shar, that openings to the yard or to into entrance into a house is also chayav in mezuzah. Let's say I don't measure that the hallway is dalet al dalet. Still going to be chayav in mezuzah. And l'chor will be chayav with a bracha. Because that's its function. That's normal. It's chazil and olsayu, like the Gemara says. And therefore it's chayav.
Like a central hall.
And therefore it's chayav. All these walk-in closets, all these central halls, all these entranceways, even if it's not, you don't have to take out the tape measure. It's by definition chazil and olsayu. Just like a Borgman did act as an extension to the tchum, even though it doesn't have the dimensions of a regular bias, these areas, Rabbi said, we just, through, this is what's fascinating, Rabbi said. You can learn Menachos, you can learn as many Gemaras as possible in Stam, and think you know everything from Mezuzah, and there's a Gemara tucked away in Sukkah on Daf Gimel Amud Beis that happens to talk about a Borgman, which is a halacha in Shabbos, that the Rashash now told us changed Tochas Mezuzah. I mean, Lippi, if you don't know how much this is going to cost us, this is like at least, you know, every walk-in closet, this is going to cost us a lot of money. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he disagrees with the Chamudei Daniel. One second. He disagrees with the Chamudei Daniel, and he says, yeah, it's chayiv in mezuzah. But what does he say, why did?
It's going out to, like, the bigger than going out to a
shuk. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger the following. Let's talk about your walk-in closets, everybody said. Who has walk-in closets in their house? Don't be embarrassed. It's okay to have. I have a walk-in closet in my house. Who has a walk-in closet in my house? Rabbi said, you have a walk-in closet in your house. Chamudei Daniel is saying, even if it doesn't have the dimensions of 4x4, it's not 7x7, right? And it's not even have the area, it's not even, we're not even getting involved in Machlokes, the Ram and the Rosh. It's Chayav. It's Chazal and Mosayid, right? Kiva Eger says, of course it's Chayav. But says Rabbi Kiva Eger, you know why it's Chayav? Let's pretend for a second this is a walk-in closet, okay? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Shalom. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's Chayav. Because this is a Knisa into this big room
that I sleep in and that I live in. So of course this is chayiv. But it's chayiv because you're going from an area that's a makom p'tur into a makom chayiv. And it has a doorway that's now going to be chayiv. Marav Raboisai, please tell me, fill in the dots. What's the basic question that now you have to ask yourself that Jeremy Lewis just said? Gevaldik. What's going to be the nafkamina between the Chamud and Daniel, the Rashash on one hand, and the Kibayger on the other hand, that is a Shaila in this yeshiva right now, Bizman Hazeh, amongst the Gedolei Poskim? What's the Shaila, Jeremy? Say it!
Where do you put the
mezuzah? Which side do you put the mezuzah on? See, let's go back a little bit. If we take the Rashash's approach based on our Gemara and says, who cares, doesn't have Dalet al Dalet? I don't care it doesn't have Dalet al Dalet. Lemaisa, the Gemara tells me already, if it's Chazi lemilsayu, in the areas of Halacha that you need a bias, like Nasis Ubrun Le'ir, even if it's not a Trif, a tent, a small art, even without Dalet al Dalet, it's Chazi lemilsayu. So then Rabbi say, where's the mezuzah going to be? In this walk-in closet. It's going to be where? The chiyuv is out what? The chiyuv is out going in. Derech biyoscha. The Torah says you always need, remember this, you always need the way you walk into a room. Derech biyoscha, on the right side going in. So therefore, Rabbi Yisai, if I hold what? That like the Gemara, like the Rashash is saying, it's chazi l'milsayu, and it doesn't need a shear, and afal pichin, since it's functioning as a walking closet, as something that is normal for it to function like that. So then what? It's going to be the right side going in, as if it's a room. Masha Enki and Rabbi Kiva Eger saying, no, it's chayiv in a mezuzah, but it's chayiv in a mezuzah, but what? Based on the knisa to the makom chiyiv, to the makom that I'm now going to be chayiv. So it means you have to have it on the left side. Have to have it on the right side going out, and the right side. This is going to change some of the apartments that you've been in Washington Heights. Remember, I used to have in the Heights on the other side, I used to live on Bennett Avenue, and I had a kitchen, and then inside my kitchen, some of you might even know about this, there's like a little bit of a, it's actually a funny entrance. This is the kitchen. Okay, and then kind of like where the stove was, okay, there was a little bit of like a Pesach over here, and there was like cabinets over here, and the stove over here, and it went in to be like a little bit of like a longer place over here. Small, it was very small, but that was the situation. This was like two mezuzahs that were like up to here on me. You kind of like walked through them, right? And then there was a mashkof on top. Okay? So that's one halacha that, first of all, the mezuzah doesn't have to touch the mashkof. As long as the mezuzah goes up to be yud tfachin, even if it doesn't go all the way up to the top thing, and something comes down from the ceiling, and it's not just a flat, straight ceiling, that's going to be chayiv in a mezuzah already. So that was already the chiddush, that this looked weird, that you had a doorpost that was kind of like halfway up, that was already chayiv. But then Rabbi said the shaila was like this. This room was so small that it might not have been Dalet al Dalet. So if the room is not Dalet al Dalet, but what? It's normal. It's Chazi l'milsayu. It's functioning kind of like a walk-in closet like this. So now the question was, so which side do I put it on? If I say like the Chamud de Daniel, then I put it on this side, the right side going into that normal room, like the Rashash. If I say like the Reb Kiva Eger, yeah, this is enough of a room to now be mechayiv on derech biyascha to the makum chiyiv, to the area that has a lot of room, and therefore I'm going to put it on the right side. So Rabbi Schechter held that you put it on the Reb Kiva Eger side. Reb David Cohen has told me on the phone that, I spoke to him about this, also like Reb Kiva Eger, that you put it on the right side going out of these walk-in closets. Other paiskim say you put it on the right side going in, like the Chamud Daniel, like the Rashash. And then there's one more shita. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Nigris Moshe, says this whole thing is wrong. It's not true. You need Dalet al Dalet. And you need Dalet al Dalet, Zehu. And what the Rashash applies to mezuzah does not apply to mezuzah. You need a real bias to be bought. And what Rav Kiva Eger said, that now you should have it on Derech Yetziah, says Rav Moshe the following. The Torah said, Derech Biyoscha. You have to be bought.
Their Torah was not mechayev mezuzas what? Derech yitziyascha. The Torah never was mechayev on the yitziyah. So therefore, Rav Moshe says, not only are you not chayev if it doesn't have dalet al dalet, but you're also not chayev out the fact that it's a knisa to the outside, because the Torah only said derech biyascha. The Torah didn't say derech yitziyascha. Rabbi say, just while we're here and while we are at this point, let's talk about a few more issues that arise from this situation. Let's say another factor. Let's say this was long, but it wasn't wide. So you could throw in the machlek as the Rambam and the Rush. Whether or not it's chayev, which is another suffix. Whether or not it's chayev, one could add. In addition to that, Rabbi Yisai, I want to know the following. Let's say you have a room, and the room has dalet al dalet. The room is wide enough. But what, Rabbi Yisai? What's inside the room? Stove, ovens, furniture, beds. So it takes away from the what? From the area, from the dalet al dalet. Does that change the shear of the mezuzah? So Lippi says, no. The shear, the room is a room. The room is a room. The Chazon Ish said, I don't know. If it's their kavua, if it's their kavua, so then maybe it can. It can reduce and it can deduct. Maybe it'll be the same shiloh. Maybe it'll be the same shiloh if the Mamish takes away from the Zion al Zion.
You also minus subtract the man also?
No, but there the Shulchan Aruch says you need how you have, Rosh of Arum of a Shulchan. The Torah says Rosh of Arum of a Shulchan. So now what?
So
now you're going to have less than Zion al Zion.
What's the permanent thing in the Sukkah, a table?
What?
What's the difference between the table being permanent in the Sukkah and it being permanent?
So now you have a table that now makes the man have less than 4 Tfachim.
Yeah.
He's not going to be able to sit in there anyways. He can't fit. You need Rosh of Aruba Shulchanah. So it's not going to have a condensor. But let's say I have less than 4x4 Amis. Let's say I have less than 4x4 Amis. It's reduced because of the furniture. So now, maybe one can make a distinguish between temporary furniture, furniture that moves around, furniture that's vented. Or maybe one could say, no. Similar to what we're saying, if it's part of the living nature, if it's part of the room, if it's meant to be there, and that's part of the function of the room, so then those things are not necessarily going to detract. That's also a shaila halacha lamaisa, when it comes to this mezuzah. The Chovas Hadar, who is the major posik or boy on this mezuzah, has a discussion about this, that he thinks that he doesn't think all furniture necessarily detracts and removes from the area of the room, even if the actual open space right now would now be less than dalet al dalet. Yeah. This will happen all the time, Rosa.
Wouldn't the furniture make it more of a bias?
That's what Isfara was saying. That's exactly the Isfara. But at the end of the day, you still are going against the Gemara that says you have dalet al dalet. So you're saying, no, that enhances the bias. That makes it more of a bias, and it's not, if it's there to function, and it's there to enhance the bias, so then that's not going to be a chisaron in the dira, which is an interesting svara. There's no clear achara on this yet.
The Rashash hold that Sukkah is chayav in the mezuzah?
No, that's a beferish of Gemara and Yuma, Rabbi Yisai. Where is the Gemara and Yuma, Rabbi Yisai? Who's in a machlokes between whether or not a sukkah is chayav in the mezuzah? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Since we hold that a sukkah is a dira sarai, we hold that it's not chayav in the mezuzah. Rabbi Yisai, just a little treat, because we haven't done any... What? No, but
because
who said a borgnin is chayav for a mezuzah? No, Rashash just said the same svara that the Gemara said by ibur.
Yeah, but why?
No. Gemara just said that borgnin, which works for ibur, that you don't need that you can have a temporary structure. There, it could be temporary, and the Gemara introduced chazi lemosayu. So also, when it comes to mezuzah, chazi l'mosayu will exist by a permanent structure.
Okay, so borgin is permanent.
You can't have a dira sarai for mezuzah. That's a beferish gemara.
So if you want to borgin, then borgin would be chayav mezuzah.
What? No.
Why not?
No. Yeah.
Why wouldn't he hold it?
Because dira sarai. And that's a gemara in Yuma. Rabbi Yisai, just to add a little lumdis, because we didn't get so lumdis today. It was a little bit halacha l'maisa. Rabbi Yisai, just to think back to sugyas in the past.
Rabbi Yehuda, thank you, Lavi. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that what? That sukkah is chayim and mezuzah, because it's diras keva. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree with what? The dimension of a sugya, of a sukkah. So Jolti, I have a question. How could Rabbi Yehuda be mechayev sukkah in the mezuzah? It doesn't have dalat al-dal.
Oh, Rabbi
Yashiv asked that. Well, Yashiv asked that question. What did Rabbi Yashiv say?
He said if it's not chayev, you need to answer?
Yeah.
Rashi
and Beitza,
that
one.
That
says what?
The case that you can't, that a dog can't eat in for your truma.
Right.
Kind of mitzvah on.
So now it makes it what? That you're over a what? A malacha.
Yeah.
It's as if you fed your truma, that's as if you burnt the truma. Because you were mekayim the mitzvah. Hichshiv akosiv, akshiv akosiv, lemelacha, because you were mekayim the mitzvah. Same Cain, Rabbi Yisai, also over here. You're right, you don't have a beis deer. But you're mekayim a mitzvah in this beis deer. And since you're mekayim a mitzvah, hichshiv akosiv, lishiure, and memela now, you are going to now be chayiv and a mezuzah in one place. Since it's a diras keva, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though it's not having dalet al dalet. Good, Rabbi Yisai. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow, Monday, Rabbi Yisai, stop. Sunday, we will be having shir. It's not optional. If any of you have an excuse, you better run that excuse by me. I expect everyone to be here. We're going weiter in Bikias Limud. Rabbi Yisai, I gave you a break not to have a midterm in Bikias. But let me tell you, the midterm will be, no matter how far we get, that is just the ramifications on how much outside stuff I hold your chayim for. We will be at least towards the end of the second paragraph of site. We're switching prakim by next semester. There's no question about that. So for those of you guys who think you don't have to show up 9 o'clock on the dot and already started to work on your skills and learning, I hate to break it to you. You better start pounding. I will see you all Sunday morning. Monday morning, Rabbi Yisai, brand new sugya. We will be starting Kar Muksasas, Bittel, Tetoich HaSugya, back to the Lomdish HaSugyas. Have a very good